So this is what social distances look like inside a prison. As you can see, I'm filled with the day room with the facility that I'm at. And as you can notice, there is a number of inmates freely walking about in the day room. So all it takes is just one person in here to become infected with the coronavirus, and it's a wrap. Everybody's going to be infected.
All it takes is for one person to come into this environment that's infected, and boom, you got a crisis on your hands. And my biggest concern is, it's not so much getting it from the prisoners, it's getting it from the correctional staff. Well, I've been informed that they are being screened each day that they walk in. This is not one of those things where you can just simply ask if someone has symptoms and clear them to come into work into a dense populated area.
If you started feeling some of the COVID-19 symptoms, how long would it take you to see a doctor?
They have a nurse that's visiting the building every day. The problem with that is, I think for most prisoners, they would be afraid to report that because it automatically is going to result in them being isolated in the home. The commissary don't sell nothing but junk food. You hear me? In terms of disinfecting. As a matter of fact, they have a limitation on the number of soap that you can buy. I think you just answered the question to one of the biggest contradictions. So on paper, it looks good. When you look at what their protocols are for this, they're talking about they're passing out extra soap, that they're doing extra cleaning, that they're passing out disinfectants of this type of and sort. Yeah, that's not the reality in here.
This is what's happening right now inside the California Department of Corrections. We're sitting ducks in here.